This is an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. The Discounselor's Report by Magic.
Yes, yes, thank you, thank you. This is Counselor Magic, your friendly ATS Deny Ignorance Steering Committee counselor, coming at you with my September 17th report. Actually, this is more less of a report and more of a let's wrap kind of discounselor thing. The senior staff has announced that we're going to be having elections for the next session of council, the second session, and I'm really excited about that. As much as I've enjoyed my time as a counselor, I'm really looking forward to handing off the job to someone else who can carry the sack for a while. And I wanted to talk about that and maybe give some idea what it's like to be a counselor and maybe help members who might be on the fence about going for it to have a little more information to help make up their minds. Also, I was thinking I might give some campaign tips, such as they are. Not exactly your typical slick politician type. Oh, I'm much slicker. Oh, yes. Yes, very slick. Anyway, so if you're wondering what the whole council business is about, first of all, you're not alone. We're still, you know, this first session, we've learned a lot and we still have a lot more to learn. And that's not just the counselors, that's the senior staff that we work with as well. And that's not a bad thing. I've mentioned this before in previous reports. I think the expectations were really high. However, I think this first session has given us some experience that we can draw on for setting more realistic expectations for the council going forward. And we've had our bumps in the road, and certainly I've had some difficulties adjusting to the job myself, but I remain a very, very strong supporter of the ATS Membership Council. I really do think that this is a wonderful thing. It's a rather unusual and unique thing. Not a lot of boards have these kinds of things. But just the fundamental purpose, the whole concept of the council, forgetting about the details, just the very fact that we have a group of members that are elected by their fellow members that are tasked with representing member interests directly with the senior staff. I mean, these are the people that, can pull the plug on the board and make changes, and these are people that are actually manhandling the service. I mean, this is a pretty direct line. I mean, granted, the council is sort of a layer, but we can't have, on a board with, almost 45,000 members, you can't have all 45,000 members sending you to use to Skeptic all the time, because that just does not scale well. And I'm pretty sure, especially with some of these new initiatives coming along, ATS is going to continue to grow. And as it continues to grow, the ratio... A quick word on that, by the way. I know I come off as an apologist for the website administrators. And, there's not a lot of them. And some members might wonder why we don't have more, and there's a real simple reason why you do not want to have a large number of administrators for a website, and that is admin accounts. Those, a website administrator has godlike powers over the board, and the more people that have those kinds of powers, the greater the potential for something seriously bad to happen to the board. So there's a certain element of safety in just minimizing the number of people that have that kind of access to the board. Also, even without considering that, you just don't want to have too many cooks spoiling the broth. The more administrators you have, obviously these different administrators are going to want to do various things. And coordinating that kind of activity, even in a small group like the one we have now, can be tricky. If you add even just a few more administrators, it gets a lot. The complexity of it increases exponentially. So I just thought I'd mention that. So, one of the things the council does, just inherently by its nature, is it serves as a reasonable channel between the membership, which continues to grow, and the senior staff, which grows at a much slower rate. And that's right there. I mean, if the council didn't do anything else, that one thing, in my opinion, makes the council worthwhile. But there's more that the council does. The part of the job I'm going to miss the most is having access to the complaint forum and being able to kind of step in and give my opinion as a counselor. It's kind of a Judge Judy people's court kind of thing, and I really like it. I mean, in reality, as a counselor, it's not like I have, no real judicial powers in the sense like I can throw people in jail or anything. And, you know, a counselor, I'm just lending my opinion. But, you know, the opinion of a counselor who's elected by the members does carry some weight. I've been finding that out, and it's kind of humbling on the one hand. And on the other hand, it's kind of encouraging that, you know, a lot of what is going on with this, by the way, you know, the complaints forum, we hang out in the pub, and, you know, we communicate and do things that behind the scenes that members don't get to see. And so the effect that the council has had, and I've seen this just over my term since I got elected and the council came in, I have seen what I consider to be very positive influences on the staff, the moderators and the senior staff, just because the council exists. And they may not even be aware of it, but I'm telling you, I see it, and I think it's a great thing. You know, is it perfect? Oh, hell no. Just wait. The next session of counselors come in and start looking through the forum. You're just going to be shaking your head. It's like, oh, my God. You know, we definitely, there's a lot of work left to do. But, you know, it's, and that's another thing. So let's move on. What can you expect if you become a counselor and you get elected? You know, one of the big problems we have, and like I've mentioned before, this is probably going to be some perennial to some extent just because of the nature of the ATS membership. Organizational decisions, council charter, how do we vote on things? How do you, you know, what kind of veto powers do you have? You know, is the council a legislative body? And by the way, I say no. You know, the council can, of course, make decisions about how it's going to run itself. But the council can't make decisions on how the mods are going to do their jobs. The council is not, that's not the council's responsibility. You know, there's a lot of misunderstanding about what the council is. And I think some members still think of the council as some kind of, Congress, and it's not. We don't make laws, and especially, this really ticks me off when people suggest this, especially not our place to tell our fellow members what to do. That is not what counselors are for. So, you know, if anyone's thinking, yeah, I'm going to get to be an elected counselor and I can go around lording it over other members, wrong. Wrong. Guess what? Guess who you take your orders from? You know, when members are clamoring for you to do something, take, you know, this whole business with collaborative fiction, you know, the writers wanted changes. My job as a counselor is to get those changes, you know, submitted to the senior staff. And, you know, I'm kind of caught in the middle of that. The senior staff has their own agendas and things they got to take care of. And the writers, of course, in the forum that I represent, you know, they're, like I said before, I feel their pain. You know, they want to see improvements. They don't want to feel like they're out in the cold. And so as a counselor, you'll find yourself in those kinds of situations where just the practical things that kind of tie the hands of the senior staff versus the things that the members want. And over the course of a term as a counselor, this is the kind of thing that you'll be dealing with if you're elected. And there's plenty of other things, too. You'll be in the complaints forum, and I'll tell you, that is something all the counselors have mentioned, that they just absolutely love being able to get in the complaint forum and help out. And a lot of times, that just simply means we comment, we share our opinions on things, and sometimes we kid around on stuff, but... you know, and sometimes we'll take the ball and we'll send the UTUs or we'll contact a member and see if we can help them out with their problem. Most of the time, though, for what it's worth, yeah, we have counselors in the complaints forum, but most of the things that that members need help with still end up being something that a moderator or an admin need to take care of. So for anyone that's wondering why you're not hearing from counselors more as a response to your complaints, there's a relatively limited number of things that counselors can respond to. I think that's going to change. It'll evolve over time. But, you know, originally when we started off, we had some issues with counselors stepping all over the toes of moderators in dealing with some of these complaints. And so that's one of the reasons why the counselors took a few steps back. And we generally make sure that it's cool before we start jumping in on complaints and UTUing members and stuff like that. Let's see, what else? The thing about being a counselor is the primary job that you have as a counselor is trying to understand what your fellow members really want and then being able to communicate that in a simple, straightforward way to the senior staff, who are perpetually busy and have plenty of initiatives that they're working on also. So if you think you can do that, if you think you can, you know, if you think you're good at understanding what your, you know, people around you, your fellow members want, and think you can communicate that in a good way, in a concise way that makes sense, you know, to the senior staff, then you're a good candidate for council. And that's what I want to get to next. So you want to run for council. You've decided that you would like nothing more than to represent your fellow members and see if you can make a positive difference on ATS. Well, so how do you go about that? And, of course, there's this whole notion of politicking and campaigns and, you know, kissing babies and shaking hands and all the stuff that politicians do, you know, making stump speeches and all that. And there's a certain nostalgia. I think we kind of like to do that. But let's remember where we are. This is AboveTopSecret.com. This is a place where the word politics is used more often than the word politics. So, you know, a lot of the traditional gimmicks that politicians use to try and win over voters just don't play on ATS. It just doesn't go over here. My opinion on this, and this is just my opinion, is that the best way to campaign is just to be honest about why you want to do it and what you plan to do and, you know, just be frank. And here's the deal. Your fellow members are going to decide who they are going to vote for based on their impressions of you and whether they think that you're, you know, going to do a good job. You know, if you're the kind of member that has a tendency to go around and, you know, play one-upmanship and, you know, going to, and by the way, this counselor title business, anybody that would use the counselor title as a way to boost their self-esteem has much worse problems than can be solved by a website. I'm sorry. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, you got the little ATS counselor thing under your name. Believe me, you're not God. No way. So, you know, if you're looking for status, the council is not the place to go. It's just not what that's about. It's just, you know, it's a good place. And this is the kind of counselors, by the way, I'm voting in this election. I did not vote in the last election. I will be voting in this election. And the people I'm going to vote for are people that convince me that they're going, that they've got the commitment and the interest and the skills and, you know, the love to do the job well. And that's who I'm going to be voting for. So, you know, sure, let's do the little campaign banners if you want and stuff like that and have some fun with it. Because after all, it's politics, right? But, you know, in terms of campaign strategy, you know, don't be mudslinging your opponents. Your fellow members can see through that. You just, you know, lay out what you've got to offer. And I think that candidates who do that will be pleasantly surprised at the response they get. And here is, oh man, this is something that I cannot overemphasize enough. And by the way, I'm hoping we're going to work out some things that will make the, I'm hoping we'll see some differences in the selection process in terms of how we handle counselors getting elected and then alternates and orders of succession because, you know, counselors drop out, things like that. And this is still something that's not ironed out yet. If you run for council and aren't elected, please do not take that as some kind of referendum on you as a person, okay? That's not what this is. All it means is that more people decided someone else would do a better job or that they felt they would, you know, and that does not have anything to do with you as a member or a person in terms of your worth or value. So, hey, don't let that get you down. Anyway, this is Magic, soon to be ex-counselor Magic, bringing you the September 17th DISC Counselors Report and wishing the best, you know, if you're thinking about running, give it some thought, and if you think you've got what it takes, go for it. And my best wishes to all the candidates. Only 7 of you are going to be elected, but seriously, I think it's a wonderful thing to think about doing, and you all have my best wishes. So this is Magic, AboveTopSecret.com, signing out for now.